The Traveler's Journal, February 22nd, on leaving a token of yourself behind. Have you ever come home from a trip and discovered that you'd lost something along the way? Did you let that loss mar the memory of your journey? As depressing as it can be to misplace a cherished item or to have it stolen, visiting a place often involves losing something in the process. Expendable things such as combs, cash, even travel documents can usually be replaced easily. But sometimes the loss involves something of real, personal, if not monetary, value. Whether it's a family heirloom or a favorite T-shirt, with the realization of the loss comes an inevitable pang of regret. But that loss can also become a token to tie your memories to that place. Every now and then, it leads you to greater self-awareness. Throughout the ages, wisdom and respect have seldom come without first surrendering something that was previously treasured. As the Egyptian Book of the Dead notes, on every good journey, something precious is lost. Rather than mourning it, let the loss remind you that the best travel is always a two-way process which binds people to places. When something about a location truly speaks to you, it may demand a sacrifice in return. Experienced travelers know that a loss can also open them to new perceptions. So remember those lost items with no regret, and let them help you find new perspectives, both on a place and on yourself. Lucky is a traveler who loses something tangible, but gains something intangible in return. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.